Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The American Red Cross of Alaska Disaster Action Team volunteers have responded to an increased number of home fires within the past week. Since the beginning of the year, trained disaster volunteers have provided comfort, care, and recovery assistance to more than 65 people as a result from more than 20 home fires across the state. Cold temperatures have been hitting negative numbers throughout the past couple of weeks, and the snowfall has been hitting nearly record-breaking numbers in areas such as Anchorage, which has ultimately resulted in a higher usage of internal home heating equipment. However, these items have been identified as one of the leading causes of home fires. Individuals need to have the ability to heat their homes, but do it in a safe manner. Kenai Fire Marshal Jeremy Hamilton does offer some safety tips to avoid the worst from happening.
We never want to leave them unattended. Never leave your room, or definitely don't leave your house if you have a space heater going. We want your space heaters 3 feet from combustibles. A lot of people will kind of put them up next to our couches. I see it a lot of times when I go into offices, they'll be underneath people's desks. And so we really want those things to be away from combustibles where that radiant heat could slowly heat things up and cause combustible materials to ignite.
It's also recommended that if you do choose to use a space heater, be sure to keep it away from other flammable items such as rugs, drapes, and any other furniture. Be sure to place the heater on a hard, non-flammable surface, like a ceramic tile floor. If you have a fireplace or any fire burning, ensure that all of the embers are extinguished before going to bed or leaving the home. Also, be sure to use a glass or metal fire screen to keep the embers in place, and never use a cooking range or oven to heat your home. It's also reminded that individuals should test their smoke alarms monthly and always practice your fire escape safety plan. For more information about fire safety, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. After facing scrutiny over quality control, it looks like Boeing has withdrawn the request for safety exemption. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Facing severe criticism after a door plug blew out on a 737 MAX over Oregon this month, Boeing said Monday that it is withdrawing a request for a safety exemption needed to certify a new model of the plane. The company asked federal regulators late last year to allow it to begin delivering its 737 MAX 7 airliner to customers, even though it does not meet a safety standard designed to prevent a part of the engine housing from overheating and breaking off during flight. But after a door panel blew out on a different version of the plane, a MAX 9, leaving a gaping hole in the fuselage of an Alaska Airlines flight out of Portland, Oregon on January 5th, the company's quality control and commitment to safety have been questioned. In its announcement, the company said it was committed to being transparent, listening to all our stakeholders, and taking action to strengthen safety and quality at Boeing. The safety standard concerns an anti-icing system, and the issue affects other models of the 737 MAX that are already flying. Federal officials said last year that Boeing was working to fix the hazard on current MAX planes, and in the meantime, regulators urged pilots to limit the de-icing system's use in dry conditions because inlets around the engines could get too hot and parts of the housing could break away and strike the plane, possibly breaking windows and causing rapid decompression. More recently, MAX deliveries have been interrupted to fix manufacturing flaws, and last month, the company told airlines to inspect the planes for a possible loose bolt in the rudder control system. Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Stan Deal said in a message to Boeing employees Friday that the company's most immediate goal is to help airlines restore operations. Find further details by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.